Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
10 things that happened 10 years ago this week. These are, I think they are fun because
like
we sort
them.
Of get a look back and go,
where were we in 2015? Right. Christmas was rolling in. What was going on, Vin?
The top Google searches of 2015, Lamar Odom ranked first after he almost died of an overdose at a brothel in Nevada.
Oh, 10 years ago. Incredible.
The rest of the top five searches are for Jurassic World, American Sniper.
Oh.
Caitlyn Jenner and Ronda Rousey, who I guess was still fighting at that point.
I guess so.
And at one time, if you didn't know, Ronda Rousey was a lock for a win.
Yeah.
A lock.
We paid for that fight. It was like a pay-per-view, the one where she didn't win.
But that's how fighting goes. Yeah. Yes. I mean, watching Mike Tyson get put down on the canvas was like, what just happened? Whoop. Buster Douglas, who? He became the new champ. And there was Mike Tyson on the canvas looking for his mouthpiece. Ugh.
Mm.
Shock the world. Anyway, so that was your top searches. Merriam-Webster's word of the year isn't a word. It was the suffix ism.
Oh.
Mm. Racism, feminism, terrorism.
Just ism.
Ism.
All the isms.
Advanced ticket sales for The Force Awakens hit $100 million.
Whoa. Before they even showed the movie.
The first new Star Wars movie in a decade went on to gross over $2 billion worldwide.
Do you remember that story? I feel like we just talked about it recently, where there was a guy who was terminally ill, one of like the huge Star Wars fan, and they wound up getting him a screening a couple weeks before it even opened to make sure he got to see it.
That's one of those where you go, how much did they buy the Star? How much did Disney spend to get the Empire?
I thought it was like $9
billion. No, I think it was like $2
billion.
Which I hate to say that's not that much, but when you hear about, you know, these mergers that are $87 billion.
And I realize this is a gross of $2 billion, so they had to pay out to, you know,
they
whatever.
$4
billion. $4
billion. $4
billion. Still, when you see that take, you go, well, they kind of knew what they were doing there, didn't they?
I think it worked out.
Yeah. Thriller broke another record. These are 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week, and
Thriller,
we'll never get
song?
To 10. Thriller, the record, broke another record. It became the first album to ever go 30 times platinum in the United States alone.
Wow. Well, I definitely...
That's over 30 million copies sold.
Most of those were probably actual copies. Like, I had that on cassette at least once, and I had the CD.
I had the album, cassette, and CD.
Oh, my God.
The Eagles' Greatest Hits album is the only other album to do it.
Mm.
30 million in the U.S. alone. And the Eagles are fine. They're fine musicians. They've got fine songs.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's them, though.
Mm.
Can you?
I can. Oh. I know a lot of people who are like, Eagles. Amazing.
Eagles.
Yeah. Hotel California. I mean, come on, you guys. I like the Eagles.
Yeah, but. All right.
But I'm with you. Like, of all of the acts out there, I would think that would be, you know, Dark Side of the Moon or some Zeppelin album or something would be 30 million copies. But no, it's the Eagles.
Barbara Walters, 10 years ago this week, Barbara Walters hit on Bradley Cooper.
Hot.
He was one of her 10 most fascinating people in 2015, and she flat out told him she'd love to sleep with him.
I love it.
He was 40 at the time. She was 86, and I can't say what she actually said to him because there was no mistaking what she wanted.
She didn't say it on camera then.
She may have said it on camera. I'm not willing to say it into this microphone with, you know, my paycheck hanging in the balance.
Well, if you're Barbara Walters and you're like, that dude is smoking hot and you're willing, why wouldn't you? I mean, you're 86. What do you have
to lose? It's the last sentence here. If you can see that.
You know what? I will amend that slightly. I find you very doable. Rhymes with doable.
Said it to him straight up, though.
And you might use a drill to do that.
Yeah, you've said worse.
I know I have.
We just don't want
me.
No trouble. That's the motto around here.
Trying to get through. We have 1 week left in this year, and I want to get there.
Let's get through 2025 unscathed.
Without a meeting. Well, we've got meetings planned, but they don't have anything to do with me in particular. And I want to keep it that way. Woo! Anyway, Barbara going off. Check
I wonder
her out.
If you're Bradley Cooper, if you're like, oh, what would that be like?
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Or would you be like, I might break that lady.
That's a good story.
Well, you can be...
on the bottom. Gentle, tender.
Loving, caring, caressing.
Nah, Barbara likes it. She wants it wrong.
I think of the thoughts in my head at the time were probably gentle, but I love that you went just straight for it on the bottom. That's, yeah.
You could just be... just like you do, you get what you need. I'm just going to enjoy the view, I think.
Or not.
Right. I'll close my eyes.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Sports Illustrated named Serena Williams their sports person of the year. She was very dominant at this time. She won everything except her own charity 5K.
Oh, she didn't win that, huh?
Fresh off being crowned sports person of the year, she was caught in scandal as she hosted a charity race in Miami and caught a cab down the street after she thought she'd left the cameras behind.
Wow.
Except
it's
that
a 5K.
There she is getting in a cab and caught on camera in all her racing gear. She'd been dealing with some injuries, and insider said she didn't want to run this, but she felt she needed to at least make a showing of it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the cameras don't lie as the sports person of the year jumped in a cab to finish a 5K.
What was the prize? I mean, like, did she try to, like, claim the prize after
no,
everybody saw her get in there?
Yeah,
or was she just like, I'm hurt. Take me to the finish line where I'll greet everyone as I run in. I greeted them on the way out. I'll greet them on the way back in.
That is unbelievable. Anyway, there you go. There's that.
I like
that's
that.
That's always fun.
It's always fun to... take a peek back in history, recent history. It's funny because in 2015, we were still 5 years out from the pandemic. Like it had to be, it was an innocent time. It was a different time.
An innocent time.
Because I was just thinking like 5 years from now or less, you'll be saying, you know, 10 years ago today, we got our first taste of the coronavirus. That started to be a thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's to this day, I think everybody has their own feelings about their reaction to it. Mine was completely naive.
Well, who would have ever thought that the world could shut down that
way?
A
lot of people. They make movies about these kinds of things all the time, and I ignore everything as if it's just a joke.
Yeah.
And then there I am as the pandemic, and they're saying all the shutdowns, and I'm thinking... 6 weeks max.
Yeah. Yes.
And then I find myself
your summer plans
outside the Target before they open so I can get toilet paper. Like, who had that on their bingo card?
Not I.
Toilet paper will be the thing.
Especially the way we buy toilet paper in bulk these days. I'm like, well, we'll never run out of that. I mean, do we ever have to buy it again? Feels like a lifetime supply.
Oh,
but people were like bartering, like, do you have any eggs? Because I've got two rolls of toilet paper. I'll trade for them.
Shauna,
we all started cooking. And
Shauna moved into her mother's house. Her mom died last year. And in the garage is literally a lifetime supply of single ply toilet paper. So she's like, I can't use this. And I don't want to give it to... she wants to give it away. I'm like, she's like, I don't want to even do that to homeless people. Like, no, who wants single ply toilet paper?
Well,
if you bunch enough of
RVs,
it up, sure,
yeah, I mean, that's why that's still widely available. None of us want a breakthrough. My God, we'd have to cut a finger off. But in reality, that single ply is what they use in RVs. It's what they use in outhouses. I mean, people who have septic systems can't use two ply, or if they do, each time the person comes to clean the place, they get the talking to.
Ugh.
The paper you're using, you're killing us.
Mm.
I mean,
and toilet paper now, if you buy like, you know, Charmin or, you know, some premium, like it feels too thick. I'm like, you don't really need to be this thick. It feels like you should be like instantly dissolving in water.
Mm. Well, that's the thing. That's what he's got to, yeah. You know, if you want some, I know
lifetime supply, whole garage full of it.
Yeah, I don't want that. there must be a happy medium somewhere.
I
donate it to a school or something. Don't they use, you know, cheap toilet paper? Budget cuts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.